Hi everyone. Welcome back
Hi.
to the mini monologue where we just have fun in between our main episodes.
I'm
My
having
name
so
is
much fun.
Yeah, my name is Cecilia. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Riley and Kelsey. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Riley.
I'm Kelsey. Riley, you dancing over there? You're like
So we could pick one person. But I have which Mike Flanagan show are you? And then I have which Midnight Mass, Hill House, and Bly Manor characters are you combo of?
Oh my god, it's a combo? Wait, that sounds fun.
Let's do it about Riley.
Yep.
Let's do it about Riley.
What if Riley gets Riley from Midnight Mass?
Oh, because we both have depression.
And speaking of depression... I went and saw Thunderbolts last night.
Oh no!
It was
it's good though, right?
No,
it was good.
Don't spoil it.
That's all I'm gonna say is that I knew going in that people had liked it, and I liked it going out. So
okay,
and I only cried once.
I haven't seen it yet. Eric saw it. I did not go because I had an early day of work the next day. And then we have been trying to go see it with some friends, and we have booked AMC A-List and then had to reschedule AMC A-List like literally three times over the course of a week. And AMC is probably like, what is wrong with them? But eventually, eventually we'll get to see it.
All right. Shall we figure out who you are, Riley?
Yep.
I would love nothing more. Let's do it.
First, choose a word that best describes you. Actually, let me put this on my phone because my iPad has been like refreshing the page and I don't want it to start back over. So let me do this on my phone instead.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Choose a word that best describes you. Loyal, open-minded, intuitive, caring, honest, cunning. So we've got loyal.
Yeah, that open one. I'm like a golden retriever. That sounds right.
I think also if you want to like defer to the group, if you're torn,
you guys
we can have, we can be your backup.
I think that one fits. You definitely have like resting golden retriever face. I mean, that is a compliment.
Oh, no, I like it.
Okay.
Choose a creature to befriend. Ghost. Vampire. Siren. Phoenix, zombie, or demon?
I want to say siren, because I like a pretty girl that sings songs. Why are you mad at me? I'm talking about you.
That's the one I was going to pick for you, so.
I was going to say demon, but siren works.
What are you doing over there?
Oh, gosh, okay. Choose a Mike Flanagan character to trust with a secret.
Oh, no.
Bev Keen.
No.
Probably not.
Father Paul. Flora. Peter Quint.
No, fuck that guy.
Hugh Crane or Clara Dudley?
Oh, man.
Hugh Crane. 1000%. That guy's my dad. He's got some secrets of his own. I would blackmail him. We're on the same page. There we go.
They don't give you Riley as a choice.
No.
Well, he is dead. I guess he would die with my secrets. Then again, so
no,
were
no,
a lot of those
no,
people.
No, no, no. It's literary present tense. It's like it's how Disney and theme parks where you meet characters work. You always are meeting them in the middle of their story. So they're perpetually
no, he's
alive.
Dead.
No, they're alive.
Right.
They're alive.
Okay, fine. They're alive. I still choose my dad, Hugh Crane. Well, I trust that guy.
All right. Choose a Hill House room to hang out in. I guess I could show you the picture. I wonder if I can get it to the screen so you can actually see it. We got the family room, the reading room, the toy, the treehouse. Okay.
Before you move it, can I point out something?
Yes.
A little piece of Flaniverse trivia. In the family room, on the couch, there's a teddy bear sitting there, and that is Duffy, the Disney bear, who used to be available in the U.S. parks. Now he's exclusive to the parks in Japan and Hong Kong and Shanghai. But, the first time I saw that, I was like, oh my god, Duffy's in the red room!
Oh my god. Oh no. Get him out of there.
Choose a recipe for Owen to whip up at Bly Manor. Strawberry shortcake, spaghetti with meatballs, Caesar salad, grilled cheese and soup. Yeah, tomato soup. Chicken quesadilla, full English breakfast.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess full I'll English, do a full obviously. English breakfast since he's an English chef. Make me your cuisine.
I mean, he could do like grilled cheese and tomato soup.
I wanted like a shepherd's pie, like they do in the show, but that's, you know, close enough.
I mean, do you know that a full English has like beans and tomatoes and stuff for breakfast?
Hell yeah. It's so good.
We have a friend from England. We should make her make it.
I think she has made me a full English before when I've
She's always offering to and like making scones.
When I studied abroad, our cafeteria, we had the option of a full English every morning, but there were only like maybe two people that I knew who actually got that. Most people would just get, I love Weetabix because it's like this compact thing and then you put it in milk and then it becomes a bowl of cereal.
Ooh, gross, weird. British people are freaks.
It's so good.
It sounds like a mini Wheats. It's like that, but like a big log of it, kind of.
Like a big oval shaped, and then you put it in milk, and then it separates, and you have all the flakes, and it makes a whole bowl of cereal.
Horrible.
It's
terrible, really, people.
It's delicious. You can get it in some grocery stores in the international food section.
Disgusting. All right, what's next?
Choose another spooky series to binge watch. Lovecraft Country. American Horror Story.
No.
I Know What You Did Last Summer, Stranger Things, The Walking Dead, or What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, well, yeah. What We Do in the Shadows.
And finally, choose something important from Midnight Mass. The Angel, Bev's Rat Poison, Crockett Island, Lisa's Wheelchair, Monsignor Pruitt, said that's so weird, and Riley's Hallucination.
What the fuck?
I love how most things are like a thing or a person, and then it's like Crockett Island, like the whole island.
A hallucination from a man's broken mind. What am I supposed to do with that?
I mean, if it helps you.
Give myself trauma?
There are pictures.
I'm surprised they didn't put like the burning rowboat or something.
Yeah, no, what do I need Lisa's wheelchair for?
You could be Pope Incognito and help old Senor Pruitt.
I don't want him to find that angel, so I guess I could have led him away and been like, hey guy, come on, let's not do that.
I mean, Pope Incognito tries and he fails, and that's probably like
no, I think it was a trap. I think he sent him over there to do it. That guy was up to no good.
He's like, hey, that way.
He was trying to get rid of that old man, slowing us down.
Is Monsignor Pruitt your choice?
No, my choice, I guess the island? Maybe I could sell some land? I don't know.
Okay, are we ready?
Oh no.
Alright, what did he get?
So, from Haunting of Hill House, you got Luke Crane.
Okay, that checks out.
Yeah, at least it's not Steve.
From Bly, you got Owen.
Yeah, that also checks out.
And from Midnight Mass,
I got Riley. Little puppy dog man.
I was afraid you were going to be like Bev Keen.
Here we go. You tend to have high expectations of yourself and are constantly striving to be the best version of yourself, just like Riley. You're creative, intelligent, and have a huge heart. Like Owen, you're a bit of a people pleaser and have very high expectations for yourself. But just remember that people love you so much more than you even realize. And similarly to Luke, you value your identity. You march to the beat of your own drum. That's a weird description of Luke.
Well, I think they mean the part where I do heroin, right?
I think so.
Oh, no. Okay, I don't. What do you guys think?
I think it fits Owen and Riley definitely. And I mean, Luke, yeah. Like, at least you're not Steven.
I am Steven, though. And that's no, the unfortunate
you're not
truth.
No,
I am.
You're not Steven.
No. You're not Steven, and you're not Steven.
Steven can be charming, and he can also be a shit.
No. But Luke is
yeah,
like...
so can drug addict Luke.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah, do we have that's... time to do calls?
Yeah, I have time. Okay. We could either do this. We could do the same one, or we can do that last one I have, which is which
Let's
show
do
are
a,
you?
A different one.
Yeah, what's the last one?
Okay, let me go here. It's which Mike Flanagan show are you?
Okay, we could do that one.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I should have. Let's do. Boop, boop, do, 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 do.
Is Demetri with you?
Okay, 15 questions. Pick a season. Spring, summer, autumn, or winter?
Is this even a question? Obviously autumn. Halloween is my favorite season. I mean holiday, not season. Well,
Halloween is a season. It starts in September and ends right before Thanksgiving.
Okay, because I used to work for Disney, they start decorating the parks there in Florida for Halloween in July, the end of July. So, like, as soon as 4th of July is over, I'm in Halloween mode.
Hell yeah. That's the way to do it.
Pick one of your favorite TV shows that's not by Mike Flanagan. And here are the options I gave you.
Oh, I hope I've
Better
seen
Call, Better Call Saul. Vikings, Hannibal, Twin Peaks.
The only one that I've actually seen is Twin Peaks. I don't know. I need help.
I guess Twin Peaks would be the best option. Hannibal's
Yeah, I wouldn't pick Vikings.
I've never seen it.
And I wouldn't pick Better Call Saul.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that either. I wasn't a Breaking Bad fan.
Yeah, I would say it's between Hannibal or Twin Peaks.
I mean, I've seen parts of Twin Peaks, so I guess I'll go with that.
Okay.
Pick a classic novel. Lord of the Flies, Frankenstein, Catcher in the Rye, Little Women, Great Gatsby, Tale of Two Cities, Les Mis, The Scarlet Letter.
As an English major, this is hard.
I know what I would choose.
I don't know. I like the.
But I am not an English major.
I like The Great Gatsby. I like Frankenstein too. There was another one that I was like, oh.
Lord of the Flies, Catcher in the Rye, Little Women, Tale of Two Cities, Les Mis.
Not Catcher in the Rye. Holden Caulfield is annoying.
Where are the ducks?
Where did
He's
the ducks
to be.
Go?
Oh, I love that.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Like, which one do you think fits me best?
Okay.
I don't have like the unrequited love situation in Great Gatsby, so I don't know. Not that one, probably. I'm really familiar with Les Mis, but more the musical than that. I have read the novel, but more familiar with the musical.
I don't know. Honestly, I think the only one that I've read fully is Lord of the Flies and Catcher in the Rye, because I'm a boy and I only read boy books.
I mean, weren't like Catcher in the Rye was a requirement for me when I was in school. So was Frankenstein.
I would choose Frankenstein.
Yeah, I'll go with Frankenstein.
Yeah, I forgot that was an option.
My horror soul.
Yeah, girly pop horror.
Here we go.
Assemble your own man, girl.
Pick something to watch. A nature documentary, a true crime documentary, a drama film, or an action film?
A true crime documentary.
Pick a historical figure. Napoleon, Julius Caesar, Joan of Arc, King Tut.
I guess Joan of Arc. Go with feminism.
Go. Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls.
Okay. Pick a lyric that I'm thinking. Oh, it's the person who wrote the quiz. Pick a lyric that I'm thinking about today. I know. Okay.
So what are my options?
Anyone write these?
This isn't a BuzzFeed one. This is just another random one I found on the internet. So very different. This one is from House of Leaves. Speaks so softly and low. I've been lying wide awake, paralyzed by the buzzing of the television. I saw your face in the mirror last night. Blood stained your clothes, bags under your eyes. I fantasize about open wounds, allotting time to dream them through.
That sounds a little disturbing.
What?
That's from Rolling Out the Red Carpet, Hail the Sun.
Are these songs?
Yeah. You keep still until the long drive home and sleep safe and close
that's
to
the window.
That's
my chemical romance. Or no,
that's from Taking Back Sunday.
I know that one. That's
and the last answer is, I don't want to read these.
I don't know. I'll go with the Taking Back Sunday one, I guess.
It's a good song.
Your answer is going to be so random. I'm so excited. Pick a character archetype that you identify with. The femme fatale. The misunderstood villain. The wise mentor. The jaded outlaw. The haunted genius. The tragic hero. The innocent child. Or the comic relief.
Not the villain.
Okay.
Not the comic relief. I'm not particularly funny.
Oh.
What?
I think that's true.
Funny looking.
No.
I've roasted myself.
Yeah, why did you do
What was the first one?
Femme fatale.
No.
The wise mentor. The jaded outlaw, the haunted genius, the tragic hero, the innocent child.
Should I do the wise mentor because I'm a teacher?
Oh,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
Makes sense.
Pick a supernatural creature. Werewolves, Bigfoot, mermaids, zombies.
Mermaids. I'm following the Riley trend.
Of mermaids?
You said siren. Siren and mermaid are the same thing.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Pick a medieval temperament.
What?
Sanguine.
Oh, I remember these.
Choleric. Melancholic. Phlegmatic? Cold and wet. The fuck are these? That's the last answer.
I had to learn about these. And did
Sanguine
you
know is blood.
Did you not learn about these in school?
These are the four humors, right?
Yeah, we learned about these in, like, sophomore English. Maybe that was a California thing.
I learned these in more of, like in a medical sense. They were like, oh, your humors are out of whack. The Greek humors. So let's drain some of your blood and see if we can balance you out.
I don't know. I'll go with melancholic.
Oh, they talk about this in The Midnight Club. Samantha Slane's character. Because that's, like, of her weird hippie company.
Pick a high school stereotype. Prep, jock, nerd, emo.
I was a preppy kid, so I'll go with that.
Prep. Pick an animal. Eagle, elk, bison, bear.
Not dachshund.
Yes, pick Maddie.
No, I don't know.
Maddie's probably the closest to a bison? Maybe an elk?
Maybe elk?
I like bears. I don't know if that helps.
I'll go with elk, I guess. I don't know.
Pick a Father Paul moment, because he's my favorite ever.
Okay, why
some
not?
Some weird freak Father Paul reference.
When he's like, I'm so hungry, and Bev gives him some soup, and she's like, here you go, and he's like, oh, actually, never mind. When he falls over and faints like 10 times in one day, like, and when he
wait, why are they just making fun of him this now?
This quiz was, like, made by a middle schooler.
Yeah. When he accidentally kills the entire population of a small island.
What?
For the chance to reconnect with his ex. This is so funny.
pretty funny that he did that.
This is making me cry. I just got over it. When he goes to the potluck and very unsubtly and suspiciously stares Sarah down the entire time.
I have to go with...
No, there's more!
That is really funny.
Okay. Whew. When he somehow stuffs some ancient angel bees into a trunk and smuggles it back to the United States. When he drinks Joel Coley's blood on the floor like he's a little kitty drinking milk from a dish. When he introduces his angel friend to the congregation and tries very, very hard to convince them all that he's chill. when he gets shot in the head and misses out on all the fun at the Easter Vampire Massacre.
Oh my god, wait, okay.
I have to go with when he kills the entire population of the island.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The most random is like the when he said, I'm so hungry, and Beth came running stupid, and he's like, no, I'm not hungry.
Pick a horror thriller movie that I love. Get Out, Midsommar, The Shining, Silence of the Lambs.
I gotta go with The Shining.
Yeah, good one. Classic.
Pick a time of day. Midnight, dawn, dusk, or noon?
Dusk.
Dusk mask doesn't sound mass.
Oh my god, this last one is, I have to type an answer because this person just wants us to tell them about their, tell me about your favorite Mike Flanagan show or suggest me other horror to watch. Thanks for taking my quiz, heart.
I don't know you.
No. That was definitely made by a middle schooler.
Oh my gosh, let's see what the answer ends up being. Hold on.
Oh my god, the anticipation.
The result, Haunting of Hill House.
Yay!
Wow, that's your favorite one!
It knows!
That's great! I don't know how that psychic middle schooler knows.
Oh man, the most heart-wrenching of Flanagan's shows, in my opinion. I've never seen a show represent sibling relationships as well as Hill House. This show excels in its characters. It's one of the best things Mike Flanagan has ever made. Highlights Nell's funeral, all of episode 5, The Red Room, Olivia poisoning the kids, everything about Luke.
I don't. Is that a highlight? Did they mention Theo?
Well, Olivia poisoning the kids was in the Horror Nights house that got its own room. So,
Yikes! Well, that is really fucking scary.
And they sold an alcoholic drink called poison tea. It was actually delicious.
If she gave me that, I would drink it.
Man,
it came in a little teacup, and I drank it, and I put my pinky out like they do in the show.
That's so cute.
And that's those are our quizzes.
Yay.
Okay. I hope you guys learned a lot. I know I did.
Man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
The way that Riley said that reminded me of like that the Hillary Duff audio where it's like, and that was my day. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me.
I'm Hillary Duff.
I hope you had fun, Hannah Montana, but I'm hurt. I know I did.
Hannah Montana.
What a bitch.
You've got the best of both worlds.
Bye!
Bye!
And on that note, bye!